Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all.
Y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the special edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of SiriusXM. Mad Dog Sports Radio, number to call up as always is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. Again, the number is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. I'm calling it a special edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show because I'm coming at you from a special location. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. For WrestleMania 42, I'll be here pretty much all weekend long. So I'm here in Vegas. Obviously, when the action is taking place and it's in the big city, it's in Sin City, that is always a beautiful, beautiful thing. But let me tell you something right now. That ain't the only place action is going to exist tonight. It's also going to exist in Orlando, Florida, when the Charlotte Hornets visit the Orlando Magic, LaMelo Ball, Miles Bridges, Con Knipple, and the crew. Listen, it's one of those situations when you look at them right now, having won that game against the Miami Heat, they're playing for the eighth seed for the right to go up against the Detroit Pistons in the first round of the NBA playoffs. And in order to pull that off, they got to beat an Orlando Magic team that is clearly reeling, whose coach is in trouble in terms of his job, Jamal Mosley. You got a whole bunch of stuff that's going on there. But the big game of the night is going to be when Steph Curry, the babyface assassin, the greatest shooter God has ever created, steps into Phoenix to go up against Devin Booker and the Phoenix Suns. Dylan Brooks is already talking smack. Steph Curry is supposed to be ready. You know Draymond Green's going to be ready, put forth fresh off of his Hall of Fame defensive performance in the fourth quarter against the Los Angeles Clippers. So that is a lot to look into as well. Not only that, what is Steph Curry going to do, and what is Devin Booker going to do to offset what he's bringing to the table? Devin Booker has played well this year when going up against the Warriors. In three games, averaging 33.7 points on 50% shooting. Just 28% shooting from three-point range, but who gives a damn? He's Devin Booker, okay? Steph Curry, after that performance in the second half against the Clippers, everybody's looking forward to seeing him. And we know that outside of the city of Phoenix, Arizona, outside of the state of Arizona, ain't nobody interested in seeing the Phoenix Suns ahead of seeing Steph Curry. When you think about Steph Curry, if he wins tonight, then you're in the first round, and we get to see him four more games, at least four more games. I'd say probably four more games because I don't understand how the Golden State Warriors will be able to win a game over the Oklahoma City Thunder, the reigning defending NBA champions, in a playoff series. I can't see that happening. They'd probably get swept. If not, they'll win one game. You know, but I will tell you, we'd rather see Steph Curry than anybody else. As great as Devin Booker is, he doesn't have the box office appeal that Steph Curry has. So you'd rather see that. There's a lot of stuff to handicap all of these matches because playoff weekend is beginning. It's officially starting tonight with those two play-in games for the NBA playoffs. But thereafter, in the immediate aftermath of all of that, you got the rest of these playoffs that are going on. So let's make sure we don't forget that, okay? Some games to look forward to as these playoff matches get set to unfold. The Hornets, winner of the Hornets Magic, I already told you, play the Detroit Pistons. So we got to pay attention to that. The Boston Celtics will be going up against the Philadelphia 76ers as the number two seed going up against the seventh seed. We got to pay attention to that. The three-seeded New York Knicks are playing the Atlanta Hawks this weekend. We got to pay attention to that, okay? And then the fourth and the fifth seed is the Cleveland Cavaliers going up against the Toronto Raptors. That's your Eastern Conference matchups. In the West, you've got Oklahoma City waiting for the winner of this play-in game between the Golden State Warriors. I'm sorry, not the Golden State Warriors. I got Oklahoma City Thunder waiting for the winner of Golden State versus Phoenix. You got the Spurs at number two, okay? They're going to be playing the seventh seed. Why do I have brain lock right now with that one? But it is what it is. The San Antonio Spurs, Blazers, Portland Trail Blazers. young thoroughbreds, don't have Damian Lillard, out all year with an Achilles tear, but they've got some talent. Obdijah and Sharp and all of these brothers, they can play. And Portland's not backing down to anybody. They're physical. They don't mind. And they play hard. They're going to go after it. Whether or not they're going to be able to handle San Antonio, that remains to be seen, because man, San Antonio got Victor Wembanyama, who hasn't even played against Portland this year, in the three meetings they've gone up against one another. So we'll see what that happens. Okay. Of course, you got the three-seeded situation going on with the Denver Nuggets going up against the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's Jokic and Jamal Murray against Ant-Man and the crew. That might be the best series in the first round, if you really, really think about it. And then, of course, it's the Lakers going up against the Houston Rockets. Lakers are the fourth seed. Houston's the fifth seed. But I think that the Lakers would be hard-pressed to win a game. I'm just going to call it like I see it. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a hard time imagining that the Lakers are going to even be able to make this a series. Luka Doncic has got to come back. If Luka Doncic and Austin Reeves were healthy, I'd be picking the Los Angeles Lakers to win the damn series. But without both of them, and with the Lakers forced to rely upon the 41-year-old LeBron James in his 23rd season, I don't know if the Lakers can win a game. I'm just keeping it a buck with you. I don't know if they can win a game. And because I don't know whether or not they can win a game, what am I supposed to think? What am I supposed to believe when I'm thinking about this team? I'm just in a different place, in a different stratosphere, thinking about the Los Angeles Lakers and what's going to come of them. It's a damn shame because, look, first of all, basketball is better. We just got, I mean, we love parity, and we accept it, and it's a beautiful thing when everybody seems to be playing close to an equal playing field, and you know everybody's got a chance to win. That's what makes the NFL great. I understand that. But it's also good to have that giant that everybody's shooting for, that everybody's trying to knock off at the knees. It really is. It makes the sport better. And when the Los Angeles Lakers are formidable, basketball is better. We enjoy it more. Okay? You got a situation where the purple and gold are relevant and they're making noise and they're battling for a championship. Who's not salivating at basketball? It's great for the ratings because that's what you love to see when you think about it. Think about it. If you want the Los Angeles Lakers successful, or you want the Utah Jazz successful. We all know there's no comparison. Let's just be honest about it. So we got to do what we got to do in that regard. And we got to be real honest about it. That's how I look at it. And by the way, hour number two, Jeannie Buss, Board of Governors, minority owner for the Los Angeles Lakers. She will be on the show. Looking forward to talking to her. Always love talking to the great Jeannie Buss. But I'm just telling y'all, Lakers, to me, I find a tough time them having a chance, but only because of their injuries. If it wasn't for AR and Luka being down, I would be picking the Lakers to win this series. But I think to ask them to be out and to ask them to depend on a 41-year-old in his 23rd season, that is LeBron James, to carry them against a Houston Rockets team that has size, that has athleticism, that are top six defenders in the league, that is led by one of the greatest scorers this game has ever seen, and the one and only KD Trey, Kevin Durant, I think that's too much to ask LeBron James to overcome. And because of that, I just can't see it happening. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. I think that's the series with the least intrigue in the Western Conference. The series with the most intrigue is Denver against Minnesota. I'm waiting for Anthony Edwards' coming out party to happen. And what I mean by that is he's already a superstar in this league. He's already box office. The brother's electrifying. Got a lot of love for him. I want to see him in the NBA Finals. And right now, we don't know if they're going to get out the first round because they're going up against Jokic and Murray. And Jamal Murray, when this brother's an all-star for the first time this year, even though he's a champion before that and a closer. But if this dude is on his game and Jokic is on his game, I don't know if anybody can beat the Denver Nuggets, let alone Minnesota. So we got to pay attention to that because I think that's where the most intrigue comes in the series. That's how I view it. The biggest intrigue in the Eastern Conference, to me, is the Knicks versus the Atlanta Hawks. Because Jalen Brunson's going to get his 30. No matter who's guarding him, he's going to find a way. But what's Karl Anthony Towns going to do? What's Mikal Bridges going to do? Those are the two key questions. And it's real nice to see on social media Mitchell Robinson playing with snakes. I don't want to see that shit. Excuse my language. I don't want to see it. I mean, the kind of stuff that he does, the games that he's missed in his career, the last thing we need. Could you imagine if we were sitting here today, ladies and gentlemen, and we learned that the New York Knicks lost their center and Mitchell Robinson because he was playing with a garden snake or something and got bit? Could you, I mean, this isn't even a word, but I'm going to make it up just for the purposes of this radio show. The passivity that I would feel. That I would be going off on behalf of Knicks fans everywhere. It's not even a word. I'm making it up. But it's necessary. Because let me tell you something right now. There's no excuse. With the amount of, the inordinate amount of game action that this brother has missed in his career. You understand? Looking like Dracula with his damn hairdo. I don't want to see that from Mitchell Robinson. Stay your ass away from the garden. Stay your way. I'm talking about outside your backyard. Stay away from the woods. Stay away from everything. Only garden I want to see you in is Madison Square Garden. You too injury prone to be subjecting yourself to something like that. Playing around, going on social media, playing with snakes. He lucky it didn't bite his ass. With our luck, as New York Knicks fans, that's exactly what could have happened. It's bad enough. Mikal Bridges hasn't looked the same. It's bad enough that Karl Anthony Towns hasn't looked the same. It's bad enough that Jason Tatum has come back and Detroit has elevated. And Cleveland can't be ignored. Could you imagine if the New York Knicks had lost Mitchell Robinson because he had got bit by a snake? The passivity that I would have felt. I just can't even tell you that. And that ain't even a word, but it's necessary to use it. Stay the hell away from the damn snakes. Nobody trying to hear that. You know, this is the kind of stuff that I get worried about. That's why I come playoff time. I think they should be confined to hotels. But they should also have their own chefs because I don't want anybody poisoning their food. Because when people try to win, they will do stuff like that. Just ask the city of Utah what they did to Michael Jordan's pizza. 888 Mad Dog 6 is the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. That's one item that I wanted to get into. Let me transition to a little football because something has disturbed me. Zay Flowers, a receiver for the Baltimore Ravens, showed up on some damn podcast. Fourth and South is what it's called. It was released yesterday. And in that podcast, Zay Flowers expressed that he believes a coaching change, the one that took place, where you got Jesse Minter as the new head coach for the Baltimore Ravens, former assistant there with the Baltimore Ravens, former defensive coordinator for the Los Angeles Chargers, now the head coach for the Baltimore Ravens, having replaced the fired John Harbaugh, who's now the head coach of the New York Giants, by the way. That Zay Flowers said a coaching change could help improve the Baltimore Ravens' injury issues. According to what he said on the podcast, Flowers pointed to the demanding practice approach under former head coach John Harbaugh as a factor in teams' injuries, particularly late in the season. Quote, full pads all the time, Flowers said. However many practices and pads you can get, every single one. We're doing one-on-ones in week 17. Week 17, we're doing one-on-ones. Everybody out there, we're tired. We're still going. When asked how players handle the workload, Flowers replied, we don't. That's why we had a lot of injuries, because of how we practiced, how we went, he added. The load was heavy. If you close your eyes and listen to him and didn't know it was a football player, you'd have thought it was an NBA player. That's the kind of complaining that we're hearing. I'm not going to disagree with him. I'm in no position to disagree with him. I don't play for the Baltimore Ravens. I don't play in the NFL. He does. And the brother can play, by the way. But you did also, this is what we go back to. And this is where these cats are old school. This is where it bites you in the ass. You got John Harbaugh in New York. You had Tom Thibodeau in the NBA. You had John Harbaugh in Baltimore for the NFL. When you don't know how to let up, it's one thing. When you're not listening to your players, it's another. Last year during the season, ESPN was reporting that players were a bit turned off by John Harbaugh. I specifically was told by a couple of sources that players were feeling some kind of, I don't know if the word was reluctance, apprehension, whatever the word is, about John Harbaugh. And they asked Lamar Jackson to go and talk to John Harbaugh. Because, you know, John Harbaugh, I mean, you know, he's a Super Bowl champion coach. He's been around for 18 years, kind of knows what he's doing, has some success, no doubt, is a damn good coach, but might have been missing the pulse of the team in terms of what needed to be prioritized, etc. And Lamar Jackson went to talk to John Harbaugh. And John Harbaugh essentially, reportedly said, I've been here a long time. I know what I'm doing. I got this. See, to all of you old fogies out there that don't have a problem with it, understand what that means to a younger athlete. It means shut up and play. It means I coach, you play. But it essentially means shut up and play. You cannot do that to a star athlete in today's generation. You can't do that to a star on any level. I don't play. I'm not good enough. This is what I do for a living. I have bosses. At the end of the day, I have to answer to them. But if their mentality is, Steven, shut up and just go on the air and do what you do, we got the rest of it, we going to have a problem. I work here at Sirius XM. I have my own radio show. There are bosses at Sirius XM. If you said, be quiet, Steven, and just do your radio show, we got everything else. Oh, really? We'd have a problem. Because when you are a high-end producer, when you are somebody who prioritizes getting stuff done, when you are somebody who is committed to winning, the process is not something that escapes you. It's not something that you run from. You're entrenched in it because every decision that is made directly impacts you. Yes, it impacts the people who work for you. Yes, it impacts the people around you. But if you're the one that's front and center, if you're the star quarterback for a team, if you're the star player for a basketball team, if you're the one in front of a microphone or a camera, it all comes back to you anyway. Multitude of decisions, one point after another, are made every single day. If you're the kind of boss that'll sit up there and say to me, I got this, you just be quiet and go do what you do. Oh, really? Now, see, that's when sick days start counting. That's when vacations are used. That's when all of a sudden the kind of things that you pay your time, extra time, on your own dime, on your own time, the kind of things that you did when you were committed to excellence, suddenly it don't become a priority anymore because you're looking at them like, you ain't trying to win because I'm your star and you ignoring what I feel. That's what John Harbaugh did. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that's why he got fired. They can say it any way they want to. Here's the reality. Steve Bisciotti has been the owner for the Baltimore Ravens for years. He never spoke that way. Remember when John Harbaugh got let go? And they asked Steve Bisciotti days after he had decided to relieve John Harbaugh of his duties. They asked him, if you had beaten the Pittsburgh Steelers in that season finale and ultimately made the playoffs, would it have changed your willingness to let go of John Harbaugh? The owner said yes by about a week. In other words, his ass was gone. Whether it was that week or the week after they lost in the playoffs, he was gone. Now, why would that owner say that? Why would that owner feel it was time? You know why he felt it was time? Because Lamar Jackson said it was time. Maybe not directly, but indirectly, it was time. Because people have to understand, when you're dealing with stars, that's how it goes. That's how it goes. There's very few exceptions. Some exceptions happen. An exception was in Chicago when Jerry Krause, the late Jerry Krause, God rest his soul, former general manager for the Chicago Bulls, alienated Michael Jordan. But Reinsdorf, the owner, Jerry Reinsdorf, was not getting rid of Jerry Krause. That was not going to happen. So there was an exception there. If LeBron was rubbed the wrong way when he initially arrived in Miami by Eric Spoelstra, Pat Riley, oh well. Because he ain't getting rid of Eric Spoelstra and Mickey Arison, damn sure ain't getting rid of Pat Riley. But practically everywhere else that you look in professional sports and beyond, a star is a revenue generator and a cash cow. And when you alienate them, it's bad for business. That is what John Harbaugh did. Because with Zay Flowers and what he said, it brought me back to the story that was reported about how players had reached out to Lamar Jackson to go and talk to John Harbaugh. And how John Harbaugh essentially, albeit respectfully, dismissed him. And suddenly he didn't have a job. Now the New York Giants might be different because who the hell's the star? Jackson Dart is a promising player. He's not a star yet. Scatterboo is a promising player coming off injury. Not a star yet. You see Dexter Lawrence could ball. They in contract negotiations. At somewhat of a stalemate, right? You see teammates coming out and trying to speak on his behalf. I strongly suggest you shut the hell up. This is the NFL. Mind your business and let that man and his agent handle negotiations with the team. Don't open your mouth. Because this ain't got nothing to do with you. I can't imagine playing without him. This is the NFL. You should be able to imagine playing without anybody. Because one injury could take you out for the season, if not your career. All of those things are things to think about. All of those things are things to contemplate. But it just was on my mind when I saw the story. So I thought I'd share it with y'all. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. Again, the one and only Jeannie Buss is coming on to jump off hour number two right here on the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM Mad Dog Sports Radio. And, of course, we're here for WrestleMania 42 in Las Vegas, Nevada. And who is more associated with WrestleMania in the modern day area than the great Paul Heyman himself? All of that and more is coming up, but not before I get to your phone calls. Got a couple of lines open. It's at 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with more in a minute.